Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Brandon Adams, Nine Inch Nails guy? I would guess no. I would
hell
guess that's
yeah.
not the vibe.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because I was wrong last week. I was talking about him fishing, and he was like, I don't really do that. Maybe I'm wrong about this one. B.A., Nine Inch Nails?
No, not really. Now, I like some of that rock from that era, but I don't think Nine Inch Nails. That's Trent Reznor, right?
That's right.
I don't think I ever quite got into, like, Nine Inch Nails all that much, necessarily.
Yeah, like, that's a, you know, that's a whole thing. Like, you got to really, and I'm not saying anything bad about it, but that's, you know, you're probably talking about that era. Like, yeah, I use some Pearl Jam songs I like. You know, maybe there's a Soundgarden song.
Sure.
Like, Nine Inch Nails recorded their album in the Manson Murder Mansion. Like, that's a full different vibe. They're really trying to drive home a point, you know.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of bands from that era that, like, grunge posers like me might have listened to. But if you listen to Nine Inch Nails, you're kind of authentic. You're sort of the real thing, and I definitely was not.
That's a great point. That's a litmus test of grunge.
Really?
Like, we all like Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? That song comes on, everybody likes it. That doesn't mean you like grunge. You like Nine Inch Nails, you're in there in the mosh pit. Yeah, you're probably the real deal. Hey,
not to relitigate the past. Last year, but last week, I didn't say I didn't know how to fish. I said I didn't know how to clean a fish.
I feel like I
can drop a bobber in the water.
I don't know
how to get the meat off the bone after it's caught.
All right. Let me not tell untruths about you. Hey, let me just start here, and then we could get to more specific Georgia stuff. But I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are just built on those championship Georgia teams on defense. When you watch them play and win in the NFL with all those guys, what goes through your mind?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as a lifelong Georgian, you know, Atlanta sports fan, I never would have imagined that I could ever find the Philadelphia Eagles as likable as I do, because obviously I hate the Phillies. I mean, who doesn't? But when you look at this Eagles team, because they have such a decided Georgia flair, and because their GM, Howie Roseman, has been so open about it, you know, he has acknowledged that, yes, what you appear to see happening is 100% our thing. He's kind of called Georgia one-stop shop for them before. So the first thing for me is it's really weird to think, as a Georgian, I've grown to like a Philadelphia team as much as I do, but the strong Georgia presence just makes that possible. And I also have to admit there's a little bit of a weird nostalgia that creeps in too, because while Georgia's still enjoying success, it is a couple of years removed from their most recent national championship. And when you see the very special players for the Eagles who obviously helped contribute to that for Georgia, you can't help but kind of miss it, even though it's kind of only the recent past. There's still a little bit of nostalgia that creeps in about that era now that we're like 24 months removed from the most recent championship and not just a year.
Huh?
When I watch them, I'm like, damn, I knew those Georgia teams were good.
They were good.
But now all these guys are like all pro level, not all of them, but a lot, like at that level in the NFL too. It's like, dang, that really was. And I think you knew it when you were watching it, but it's hard to know something when you're watching it in real time. It's like, that really was a special group. I mean, that's insane.
Well, the one thing you'll never have is you'll never have that level of depth on any team, probably again,
probably
in 2021.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen Carter was a backup defensive lineman for Georgia. That's obviously
right.
Ridiculous. In an NIL age, in a transfer portal age, you know, a guy like that's getting $10 million to go play for whoever. And it's just, you know, you're not going to be able to hold on to that. So some of the nostalgia that I mentioned before is not just, a nostalgia for what Georgia was, but some of that's also just kind of a nostalgia for what college football used to be in the not too distant past.
Hey, VA, Georgia Tech played this past year on a Friday, which I hated. comes out again. They're playing this year on a Friday in the Benz. What was some of your thought process on that?
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm not too happy about it. I mean, on the one hand, I do like high school football, and so I don't like encroaching on high school football's turf, and I'm not naive. I get the money, and I get all that kind of stuff. The TV ratings for the game last year were gigantic, so obviously you can understand why they would want to go back to that well again. But as somebody who kind of likes to sort of play the game with some of this kind of stuff, and you sort of game this out a little bit, I do think that Tech is benefiting from all of this more so than Georgia is. You know, Georgia has a lot of games that are highly rated, and so I do think Georgia's participation in this on a Black Friday is giving Tech a bigger platform than otherwise would have, and Tech's also kind of getting over on Georgia by, you know, selling its home game to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, Georgia's essentially helping them raise what we've been told maybe like $10 million. So I'm not thrilled about any of this because the best that I can tell, and maybe this is to Tech's credit, but the best that I can tell is I think that Georgia Tech is getting more benefit from this arrangement than Georgia probably is.
I will say this before the Georgia Tech people start coming for us. Georgia Tech did have the highest average rating of any ACC team last year per game. They did. Their games on average.
17 million people watching the Georgia game probably helped that, right?
And the standalone week one game against Florida State. Yes, there's context to it.
Way to go.
I'm just trying to, okay? You guys are over here just Georgia Tech catching strays. They didn't realize. They had the highest average rated games of any team in the ACC last year.
Who won the ACC last year, B.A.?
Clemson, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Not Georgia Tech, but I mean, I feel like I'm being complimentary to them. I mean, like, I think they've acted pretty shrewdly here. They've made a lot of money by moving this game to MBS. I know some of their fans may not be happy about that, but from a financial standpoint, it was a shrewd move. And honestly, you know, they leveraged the chance to have a lot of people watch their game last year, and they played great in. Now, they didn't win, but they played great in the game. I mean, a lot of people came away really liking Tech because of how hard it played against Georgia last year. I'm not being funny. That's true.
No, they did. Well, that's the other thing is if Georgia Tech is an 8 overtime game every year, I think the rating's probably going to be through the roof. That's a tradition that has changed, as many have. Some haven't. I just was thinking about that game now being played on Friday. Maybe it will be forever. I know it's a couple years in a row. What's a tradition in Georgia, whatever, college football maybe, but for Georgia specifically, that you're unwilling to change your opinion on? I think stuff changes and then we kind of talk ourselves into it. Is there anything that has yet to change that you don't think you could ever get there on?
Well, the one thing I still like that has been a hot topic for a good while is the game being played in Jacksonville between Georgia and Florida. And it's kind of funny, in my lifetime, I saw the percentage of Georgia fans that would like to move that to a home and home start to rise. Kirby Smart obviously spoke out about it. And it seemed for a while that we were probably on the verge of that game change, at least it's what it appeared to be, the game changing and leaving Jacksonville. But now, you know, that money's become such a big part of college athletics that you can't say no to millions of dollars. And Georgia obviously gets that for playing the game. I'm very pro cocktail party. I enjoy the game being there. It's fun to go to the beach in October. I won't apologize for that. And so even though it seemed like for a while there was a growing percentage of Georgia fans who were starting to, you know, kind of get a little bit bored with that, I am going to be sort of like a diehard cocktail party supporter for as long as that game has a chance to survive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm one of those people that wanted home and home. I just love to see it like that. Now, last time they were in Sanford Stadium, they still scoring, but like, but they're building this new stadium down there. At least give us a taste of home and home. But now they're going to move it to a Tampa Bay, and then up here is that what they were talking about?
So that's what it's going to be. And part of the reason why that is it's kind of expensive to host a home game. It's expensive to go on the road. And so, you know, for Georgia and Florida, who've gotten this financial arrangement by playing the two neutral side games, it just gives them a chance to not have to incur the expense that's associated with the sort of home and home. Fans would like it, but it becomes sort of a line item in the budget for the two teams.
I was going to ask about our basketball team, B.A., because the old struggle bus, B.A., what's going on with them dogs?
I guess basketball is just impossible to be good, I guess, because it seemed like at the beginning of the year, this was an improved team. Obviously, they got a nice non-conference win against St. John's, two big conference wins to begin the stretch against Kentucky, legitimately a big game. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma seemed big at the time. And since then, they've just fallen apart. Now, they play South Carolina tonight, and I know the college basketball doesn't move the needle maybe like it once did. But, man, this is a big game for this team tonight because, honestly, I do believe they are better. They just need the record to demonstrate that. And if they're not careful, that's not going to be the case. So it's a little bit of a step down in competition tonight. They really, really need to win this game.
B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it,
B.A. Thank you.
Always good to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.